You are entering a dimension where space and time collide. Where the unreal becomes real. And to three men. Where a camping trip goes horribly awry in the Dick Zone.
Guys, Aaron, real talk?
Real talk.
I'm so fucking scared right now.
We're the only ones left, guys.
I got a dildo in my ass.
Oh, God, did you hear about it?
Austin.
It's a spooky dildo.
It's the dildo Austin. Slinging slasher.
Austin, are you moving that dildo?
No.
Oh, God.
It's a dildo.
Oh, God.
And welcome to the Halloween special of Greater Than Normal.
I thought we were going to do the voice.
I just wanted to do this for Halloween. Halloween special of Greater Than Normal. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Here with me, I have the fucking horrendously scary looking Ryan Compton.
Hey.
The first one to die, Austin Bennett.
That must mean I'm black, so I'm going to kill myself because my skin is full of shit.
The one survivor that is obviously going to die in the sequel of the film, Jake Van Jue.
No, I'm the main character. I have immunity. Haven't you seen Scream?
Scream's fucking retarded, though.
So much... I like Scream.
Who
fuck you?
Would make you the main character?
And I am the writer of shitty horror movies, and I say that Jake is not... And my name's Aaron Caskey, and I wrote this horror.
So
film.
Are we going to have a sequel to the Ghost Dildo later on in this episode? Is that what you're saying?
No.
We haven't really come up with a really good title. I mean, Ghost Dildo, come on. We can do better than that.
It's going to be called Dildo in the Mist.
Shakespeare and the Curse of the Phantom Phallus.
Curse of the Phantom
I'm Shakespeare?
Phallus.
Yeah, Shakespeare and the Curse of the Phantom
to
Phallus.
To be or not to be fucked in the ass.
Shakespeare and the Curse of the Phantom Phallus. That's what it'll be called.
See, Jake, also, because in the intro, you're the only one that survived.
Yeah. So that'll be the intro of the movie. It's going to be all of us dying, and then enter main character, which is not you, but you're going to be, like, the old Grussle dude who knows shit about, like, what's going on, kind of, but you die.
Yeah, you die. And then that's... See, no, because your death will have weight behind it. It'll be like, oh, shit. He got fucked up. He survived the first time, but he couldn't survive this one.
So we'll continue the story with Kyle and the rest of the people when they get on.
No, this is strictly confidential. They can't know about this.
Yeah, they'll never know, ever.
Yeah.
This is top secret.
So I'm just like, I'm like old and Grussle, and like they're attacking new people.
All right, shut up. If anyone like goes and tells them about this, like after you listen to this podcast, then we're going to hunt you down. I'm going
to
slit your dick up.
What if they listen to it?
Then we're still gonna hunt them down and slit their dick off. Because
it's
Jake.
Scary.
Yeah, it's spooky.
Ooh, it's spooky.
You're getting your dick cut off.
So guys,
what if you never had a dick to begin with?
Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Oh, shit. That's the twist.
That's the twist. You never had a dick.
You had to write it by M. Night Shyamalan.
Never had a dick in the first place. No penis, they were never dildos. They were vaginas with dildos on them.
What?
What? What? They're strap-ons.
They were strap-ons. Those were never dildos.
No, they're
like. It was a moose all along.
These were never ghost dildos. It was just a black guy with a big boner at night.
Oh my god, you won't let me finish the twist.
Like, never!
Is that they're floating vaginas with strap-ons and they were never dildos.
But they are dildos!
Yeah, strap-ons technically are dildos.
Yeah.
So it's a twist on a twist. It's they weren't dildos, but they are dildos.
They were dildos.
So there's no twist at all.
They were sent to the Rosemary.
That's the twist, Jake.
There'll be another twist after the credits, which completely.
No, the twist should be it's a good movie, but it's directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh! 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 Shit!
Snap. Just drop that bomb.
Just drop that bomb on y'all. So, yeah.
It's funny because he's Middle Eastern.
No, he's not. Shyamalan?
He's just brown.
Well, that's Middle Eastern, right?
He's Indian.
Oh.
Yeah, he's Indian.
So.
He's going to get bombed by Pakistan anyway.
Ah, this is just political.
Just politics.
All right, this is going nowhere.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm trying to host, but you guys are making it very difficult.
So Aaron sucks at hosting. So
no,
can I,
no,
can I
you guys
both
shut the
no,
fuck.
No,
shut up.
Can't. Fucking can't.
Thank you.
Not jacking this
so,
shit.
So hey guys.
You're not jacking me up.
So hey guys.
Hey.
Since it's Halloween, I got some Halloweeny type questions to
candy.
Discuss
got
with you.
Q&A right here.
Yeah, some Halloween Q&A. So what are your during Halloween? Everyone likes to watch scary movies or just movies in general. What are your guys' picks for your favorite Halloween movies to watch during Halloweeny? Or after or before or whatever you dicks do?
I don't know. Like, I don't really, like, watch a ton of horror movies. So, like, the only horror movie that I've actually watched that, like, I really, really liked, I watched it with my friend, was Pandorum.
Yeah.
I've never seen Pandorum.
That movie has a really cool fucking twist. I won't tell you what it is.
Bum, bum, bum.
But yeah, it's like sci-fi in the future. Shit goes down a spaceship. It's not Dead Space. It's completely unique from Dead Space. It's not like an aliens type thing at all. Well, I guess it is a little bit, but it's a lot different.
Are there actual like physical aliens, or is it more like an infection?
It's not an infection, and it's not aliens. It's interesting, like what the monsters actually are. I would. Suggest watching.
Are they genetically engineered bioweapons?
No.
Was I close?
But no need to guess. No need to guess.
Are they weapons of some sort?
No, they're not. You'll have to find out for yourself.
Fine, I'll watch it. Are they mutants?
Shut up!
I hate you. I hate you so much.
He has to guess.
Just have to fucking play the guessing game because I'm fucking arrogant Aaron. I fucking have to know everything.
Because he's just a loose cannon.
Really harsh.
God damn it, Aaron. He's such a fucking loose cannon. Have we ever, like, told
a
story? No, we don't need to.
I think we need to.
We should have recorded that.
But see, some of my favorite movies I like to watch, I like to watch movies like Scream, like slasher movies that kind of make fun of the whole, like, roles.
Yeah.
But I also... Motherfucker! Not done yet.
Cabin in the Woods is awesome.
I was going to say, like, Cabin in the Woods is now probably one of my new favorites.
It's like
in
the
that
best
category.
Thing ever.
It is such a fucking amazing movie. But also, I like to watch, like, creepy-ass paranormal fucks-with-you stuff like The Thing. Like, I love The Thing. Like, I don't really like movies that scare you, but movies that creep you the fuck out so much that it scares you.
I love the special effects in The Thing. I love
it. Yeah,
The Woman in Black is a fucking good movie, too.
It's creepy.
It's good. Like, I love Woman in Black.
Also, The Thing, best fucking jump scare in any movie ever. The blood.
Yeah.
The blood
is...
That got me so good.
That movie got me to jump so much.
It was that there that was blood, part. Man. When like they build the tension perfectly,
it screams.
Oh, yeah,
the music builds the tension so well in that movie.
Well, yeah, that's the entire movie. It's no, just I know, but nothing I mean, but
the
tension.
Way it does it is just perfect.
Yeah,
that's a great movie. That's a must watch for everyone.
The I feel one like part that I actually I've been feeling like almost like. Again. The one part where I probably have to turn my head almost is the fucking head spider. Like, God, that grosses me out.
The head
spider
is probably the part that I found the cheesiest and the one that doesn't affect me the most.
It creeps me the fuck out.
Hey, we're still talking about Women in Black, right?
No, we're talking... No!
I think the part that creeps me out a lot is the part where the guy, the thing is trying to turn into a human and they catch him mid-transformation. And he has, like, that hand, and he looks at them and goes, like, and then they burn him. That part was the...
Dude, if the thing, like, ever actually happened...
I would kill myself.
We would be so fucked.
Well, dude, the stomach teeth was fucking amazing.
I would kill myself if the thing was a real thing.
Well, like, he was trying to give him chest compressions, and his stomach, like...
What, would, up, like, what would the conditions have to be in order for you to kill yourself?
The thing.
The thing existing.
No, but what if, like, they contained it or something? Like, they were able to, like, just, like...
Oh, no, because it's still alive, and there's a very good percent chance that shit will go down.
I don't know, like, they froze it or something.
Look how good it did in the movie!
Yeah, and look at how good it did in the movie. Everything got destroyed.
Well, that's because it was in the Antarctic.
Yeah, and it's still not going to go anywhere. He got frozen.
Oh, it wasn't Norway.
Oh wait, what am I thinking?
It was Antarctica. You know what they do? Did you know that every new person that comes to an Antarctica base, they have a day where they will watch the thing.
Really?
Yes. It's That's like awesome. It's a thing. They every time someone new comes to Antarctica, they have a movie night and they watch the thing.
That's so terrible.
Awesome.
That's terrible.
That's awesome.
It's awesome, but terrible.
What about you, Ryan? What do you watch during Halloween?
I really like watching just the corny.
Yeah, that's me. I
like Army of Darkness.
Yeah, Army of Darkness is pretty corny. Hey, but I like really bad. Oh, like,
you know what my favorite movie is? Hang on.
What?
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm going to tell you. Sure. It's not really specifically a Halloween themed, but you know it's around the holidays, so Thanksgiving.
Oh God,
yes.
I hate that movie.
Thanksgiving. Yes. Thanksgiving.
Santa's sleigh is coming up too.
Santa's sleigh for the holidays.
Oh, also another Halloween must watch: any of the Leprechaun movies.
Yeah,
Leprechaun
in the Hood.
Yeah, Leprechaun. So I've never actually watched any of the Leprechaun movies.
Teenagers from Outer Space.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space for sure.
No.
Oh no! What I like?
No.
What is it called? Like. Niggers from Outer Space.
Gay niggers from Outer Space.
Yeah.
That movie.
Is that really what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah, we watched it. Okay. Were you there?
No.
Oh, that's right. You were gone when we watched it.
Okay, here's a movie that all of you must watch for Halloween. It's a scary movie it's called Anaconda Penis.
Holy phallus.
Oh, shit.
And what it is, it's an old 70s blaxploitation movie about a black guy who gets experimented on the government. Like, to be a super weapon.
On the government?
No, he experimented by the government to be a super weapon. And, like, it grows his dick, like, the size of an anaconda. And it gives it the mind of its own. And so what happens is when he's sent back into, like, the wild of people, is whenever he gets aroused, like, all the blood goes to his dick. And his dick, like, starts thinking and, like, puts him in an unconscious state while his dick goes around and strangles people.
Dude. What? Like, I was just thinking, I have, like, these two bottle caps in my hand. I think it would be kind of hot if, like, some chick, like, put bottle caps over her nipples.
Probably.
I think that'd be kind of hot.
But it turned out her nipples were ghosts.
I thought you were about to say gold.
That's what I thought you were going to say, too.
Her nipples were gold.
For me, must-watch... for anyone that hasn't seen it at the least, is Nightmare Before Christmas. Even though I would consider that both a Halloween and a Christmas movie. You can watch them both times.
It's a Christmas movie, in my opinion.
I think it's both.
This is Halloween.
Because there's that song about Halloween.
Okay.
Right? Instant Halloween.
If you have to, but if you don't have any good movies like that or Netflix, but you have cable and are able to watch the Disney Channel, Make sure. No, motherfucker, not
Halloween
Twitches.
Town.
Twitches.
Halloween Town.
Yeah.
No, Twitches.
The other ones are gay.
Shut up. The original Halloween Town is such a fucking good Disney Channel original movie.
The original. The other ones are gay.
Disney Channel. Yeah. Liking a Disney Channel original movie.
Hey, man. Johnny Tsunami's a shit, bro.
Johnny Tsunami's a
beast. Dude, Johnny Tsunami is the shit.
Wait, what the... that sounds so fucking familiar. What was that?
Have you never
Jake,
seen
how,
Johnny
you would have been like... literally 4 years old when that came out.
I watched Johnny Tsunami. I know the plot.
I know, but I'm just saying, but like, you were like 3 or 4 when that came out. I remember watching it when I was 6, and that's when it just come out in a hotel room.
What was Johnny Tsunami? Because that sounds so fucking familiar.
It's a Disney Channel movie about a guy that's a surfer that becomes a snowboarder.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was just thinking about salami for some reason. I just like it.
Johnny Salami, a surfer that becomes a pizza artist.
He's a sandwich maker.
No, it's like this gigantic like thing of salami that just goes around.
Oh wait, so it's the same. It's the same plot of Johnny Tsunami, except replace the main character with a giant hunk of salami. So it's a salami surfer who learns how to snowboard.
Yes.
What?
Hate you guys.
Did he change his name to Johnny Avalanche once he starts snowboarding?
No.
Johnny Appleseed?
I don't think his last name is actually Tsunami. It's just like, that's his nickname.
Oh, that was his nickname.
That's like the lamest nickname.
It was Kapahala.
No, why they call him Tsunami is because he comes a shit ton. Like,
I can't believe I remembered that. His last name was Kapahala. Johnny Kapahala.
Are you sick? You actually...
Yeah, it's right. Kapahala.
Hey, did you ever see Agent Cody Banks when you were a kid?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it was badass.
When he used the
that movie had Keith David in it.
Did it?
We were
yeah.
so
oh, yeah, he was like the agent guy,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Director. Yeah.
Keith David.
Yeah, so anyways, yeah, I enjoy watching really good bad 40s, 50s, 60s B movies like
Darkness, Aaron.
Those movies are so boring, though.
The Thing, like that giant Gia monster, just watching movies like that, like Gamera, watching them and just laughing at how bad they are.
I guess you could constitute Birdemic as a horror movie because it's supposed to be like...
I'm watching Birdemic. That's like not like one of my favorite.
Birdemic is...
garbage.
So bad, but it's not the worst movie ever.
I hate
still
it.
Terrible.
What is the worst movie ever? If
Merc
not worst.
Force is up there.
Merc
yeah,
Force.
I'd rather watch Merc Force than Birdemic again.
Yeah.
Merc Force is way, like, 10 times worse. By far. Because Merc Force, they don't even have the same mic quality across, like, they don't even
trying
have...
trying to make that a good movie?
No, they weren't.
Merc Force?
No.
I don't know, man. And to say that, like,
bad.
It's because it's low budget, that's why Birdemic sucks. Fuck that. Birdemic was made on $10,000. So was the movie Monsters.
Oh, watch that for Halloween.
Watch
well.
That
Monsters
for Halloween.
Monsters.
If you have not seen the
yes,
movie Monsters, that is one of the best movies I've ever seen.
I've actually never seen Monsters.
Real Monsters.
Oh, my God. Monsters is so fucking cool.
I've never seen it. You guys gotta
and
show me.
And the female supporting character is really fucking hot.
Yeah, she's the main character. Female main character.
Okay, so before we pull on our special guests, do you want to talk about scary games
yes.
before we pull on?
Dead Space.
My favorite scary games are Dead Space. I really like Amnesia. I'm digging Lone Survivor.
Whoa, Slender. Yeah, I like Slender.
Slender
yeah,
is just terrifying. I will admit that. I have an unpopular opinion. I like Dead Space 2 more than Dead Space 1.
I disagree with you there.
Dead Space 1 was scarier.
I don't know, man. I felt
like it was more jump scares.
I felt
like
more dread in the second one.
No, the second one was darker and just creepier.
Yeah, like
as you hear the pack like laughing and growling in the background, it's like oh.
Like I feel because like there's this scene in like the movies and like the comics. They make the Necromorph seem like this unstoppable, like just like scary fucking like there's no hope. Just kill yourself now, like.
Yeah, the motion comics are so good. They're better than
Dead Space actual. Downfall was fucking creepy.
They just kind of show you how monstrous they are. And I think Dead Space 2 kind of helps you do that because they just... Like, that scene where you... Like, they have the old, like, the automatic turrets and they have all the soldiers. And then you cut off the power. and then just hundreds of necromorphs storm, that scene is one of the most chilling scenes in a video game. And I felt like Dead Space 2 had more moments where I was just like, oh my god, like, it took my breath away. Like, this game is incredible and amazing. Like, compared to Dead Space 1, I've just felt like, damn.
Dead Space 1, like, the Ishimura was such a good say. Oh, going back to the Ishimura in Dead Space 2?
Oh yeah, that was terrifying.
I still dread that, like, every single playthrough, I still hate that.
But no, I prefer Dead Space 2 over Dead Space 1.
I thought Ishimura was a scarier setting. I don't know, it was just darker and browner, and it was just like...
It was browner.
That's true. Motion comic was so good. The original Dead Space motion comic.
I like that
was
a lot.
So good. I love that.
I'm playing Lone Survivor right now, and that's pretty freaky.
Is that good? Oh, it's really good. I heard Lone Survivor was really good.
I want to get Lone Survivor.
I do too.
Oh, also, the mod Underhell.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I love the mod Underhell. If you have not picked up the source mod for Underhill, do yourself a favor and pick it up. It is really fun. And, like, the creepy stuff, it's not really... There's no jump scares, I don't think. There's, like... I guess the only...
The settings and the sound design is really creepy.
Yeah, like...
It just makes you feel
because
really
you know that your character... He's gone. So it makes you wonder, why is he at his house? Why is he still at his house? Why is the house so creepy? Why when the phone...
It made me keep thinking something's gonna happen. Something's gotta happen.
No, yeah.
Right here.
Did you ever see your ex girlfriend on the piano?
Yeah,
that shit's creepy.
What?
Like,
yeah,
the piano will start playing.
Talking about Ryan's actual ex girlfriend on a piano.
No. You will see this ghost image of like your ex girlfriend on the piano. Because the only way you can figure that out is by, you know, there's emails reading, and apparently the guy just lost his girlfriend that he was in love with, and like,
didn't she get killed or something?
I don't remember. I think she actually just left him. Like, she cheated on him and left him.
Then you, like, start hallucinating. You, like, see her playing the piano.
Yeah, you can, like, hear the piano and, like, just the shit is really creepy. Like, you get phone calls.
That house is so fucking creepy.
And then, like, at night, when it transitions to night, and it goes... You're just like,
oh, like even stepping outside of the house during the day.
Yeah,
really
it feels like something's gonna happen. It never does. But
yeah, exactly.
And then your dream sequences, some of them are pretty freaky, like the one where you have to hide in a closet because a monster is going to get you, and you learn more of the story.
I hate that one.
Yeah.
I hated that one.
So basically, here's my theory, is that, so like, it's split into two parts. We've talked about Underhill before, but I'll go into detail because it's, you know, we're talking about it. It's split into two parts. One, you're a SWAT officer stopping terrorists in, I think, France. Is it France?
No, it's America.
Is it America? Okay. I thought it was France. I don't know why.
No, it's because like there's
England,
French voice actors. Like I don't think any of the voice actors
there's a British
are
dude.
American. Or I think, yeah, there's one British dude.
But it's a really competent shooter, too. Like, surprisingly good feeling. And it doesn't actually feel like Half-Life, which is weird. It actually has its own kind of feel to the way people move around, which is good. I like that. When a mod actually kind of feels separate.
You know when I was trying to explain how the Red Orchestra aiming system was?
Yeah.
It's a lot like that game.
Oh, okay, yeah. I enjoy... And basically what happens is you find out that, you know, they have this whole plot and they're in this, like, science area. You go into the science area and they catch you. And then they put you in this chamber. They're like, let's dump this toxic experimental gas on him. And then you basically ape out and you kill everyone. And, like, you basically mutate into something. And then this government agency takes you and they put you into a desert. And so my thought is that... you are dreaming. Like, you have left your house by now. You are in the prison because you're in an underground prison, and I watched the trailer for part two, and you're in the prison, and basically the entire point is you're trying to organize people to make a prison break and get out of the military facility, and
this crazy ape shit mutant.
Yeah, because he doesn't know what happened because he blacks out, but
this blacks out and kills everyone.
Yeah, he kills everybody. Like, and he's like, holy shit, and like you wake up and there's just like blood everywhere, and they're like, he killed everyone, even his own men. Like, I, you know, that's bad voice acting, but that's exactly how it sounds, because the voice acting of the guy was like, oh my god, he killed everyone.
It's really shoddy.
Okay. Like, some guys are good voice actors, some not so much. And
the majority of it is not that great.
You get this weird, if you follow the dream sequences, you'll hear the British guy talking to you, who's like your father figure, and you hear your dad talking to him about, like, taking him and how it's, like, something special about him. Something is off about this guy. And you get that, I think the reason he's...
I think he's just crazy.
I think what happens is you're dreaming and you're crazy, and that's, you still see your house. And that's what the house is. The house is you being insane. And you're actually in the prison. And you're special somehow. Because they set that up. But I think you're kind of destined to become the mutant. Because I think you're a weapon. I think you were born and raised to be a weapon. Because, like, that's just what the dream sequence has kind of said to me.
Into that.
Okay. So... do we want to get Kyle on now?
Oh, yeah, let's get Kyle on.
Is he ready?
Okay. Yeah, he's been ready for like an hour. Yeah.
Nobody likes Kyle.
Shut
up. Don't say anything bad about Kyle.
Not to his face, anyway.
Kyle sucks.
Let's wait for it.
Don't say anything bad about Kyle.
No, I won't say anything bad about Kyle, even though Kyle's a fucking asshole.
He is. Kyle's a
fucking
douche.
Hate this On the Rocks dick cast.
Kyle, he didn't join.
He didn't even join. Fuck him.
He didn't join. Didn't join.
Wow, Kyle.
Like I guess you just won't be friends anymore, Kyle. You're not invited to my birthday party.
I told you guys you wouldn't listen.
You know what it is, guys? He doesn't want to talk to us, me, Aaron, and Ryan. Like,
he only wants to
He only wants to suck Jake's dick.
Yeah.
Because Kyle's a big douche.
Because Jake's going to fucking leave us for Kyle and his... faggot group of... Oh, hi, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
We're talking about our favorite scary games. Would you like to join in?
Oh, wait,
in?
So we should try... Joining us is Kyle Folden from the On the Rocks podcast.
Wow, I cannot hear anything.
That was clapping. That was the audience.
We all need to shut up. And Jake, do you do your intro thing?
You want me to do... I just said it.
Yeah, but you need to say it again because...
Okay.
Chris.
Yeah, I could barely hear Jake.
Oh, okay. For our first special guest for the Great and Normal Halloween special, we have Kyle Folden from the On the Rocks podcast.
Lovely, very lovely.
I'm coming in okay because I can barely. You guys are really choppy.
No, you're really choppy.
You're choppy. Choppy like my anus.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No. Oh, it's very, very pleasurable.
So, you guys done?
We're doing Halloween stuff. We're
talking about our favorite scary games.
Nice.
Now you did a Halloween episode a Halloween episode like a week Halloween or so ago. Episode.
We did it pretty early. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not very festive.
Yeah, and we're very with the times. But yeah, we just did a Halloween episode, so I got scary games on the mind.
Sweet.
So what is your favorite?
I guess, I don't know. Like, favorite as in one I like to play the most, or just the scariest, or...
Favorite quality. Something that you would say, damn, that is my favorite scary game. Like, as a game, or as an experience, what is your favorite?
It'd probably be a toss up between a couple, I guess. Slender was probably the scariest, just because I'm a big baby, and up until like a couple of months ago, I never really played scary games because I'm a big baby. Dead Space, the original Dead Space was actually really good. I liked it a lot.
You like it more than the second one?
It was scarier than the second
one. Aaron sucks.
Got it!
Woo! I felt like the necromorphs were more dreadful in the second one. Like, you really got the dread and just, like, eeriness of them.
Unless it was the fact that I played the first one, so I kind of wasn't so lost in the second one. I might have just played the second one a lot better, but...
I think half of it was that the majority of my Dead Space time was played with Ryan Wright behind me playing Castle Crushers. in a hot room during the middle of summer. So that might be why it wasn't as scary. And two, I think Dead Space 2 had the scariest moment. That part where you hallucinate in the cryo tubes, I literally picked up my headset, set on the ground, said, nope, 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 and walked out of the room.
You want to know the moment where I've actually legit screamed at a game and dropped my controller?
What?
It is the funniest thing ever. No, you guys were there.
That suited Fear 2? Fear 2. Oh my god, you got it.
Because, okay.
Which scene? The end?
No. No, no, not the part where you get... Not the part where you get raped. No,
just the scene in the end. I just kind of sat there like,
I thought that was kind of hot.
I felt unclean. But what happened? It wasn't even the real game. It was the demo.
Jeez.
So no, it was because I was caught so off guard. So I was at a party with Austin, and I think Aaron and Ryan were there too. Yeah. And I was just talking with them, playing through Fear 2, and I'm like, man, this is fucking fun. And then I walk into this fucking theater, and I'm totally like, my mind is elsewhere because there's nothing going on, so I'm just talking to everybody else, minding my own business. And the second I walk out of the theater, there's a bit where Alma just out of nowhere grabs you, and just the startling like notion of that, like not paying attention to the game, and then just coming back to reality with that, I flipped the fuck out and dropped my controller.
Have you played Fear, Kyle?
No, I haven't. Was that like a scripted event? Like
it was a scripted event. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty much all the scares in Fear are scripted events.
But it's something I shouldn't have been scared at.
Scary.
It's something I shouldn't have been scared at, and I fucking freaked out over it.
I've drawn my controller for a few things. I got really, really, really freaked out during Slender. There was a.
Well, just
when he catches you in the building is the worst. That's
I was
worst.
Trying to talk, Aaron.
Yeah. No, well, the thing about that game is if you don't happen to stumble upon him, the game will just try to freak you out by flickering or playing really loud notes every once in a while. And I was actually showing my brother it the other day, and it was the middle of the day, and I didn't think it was going to be that scary, but there was one part where the screen flashed and played a really loud note. And it freaked both of us out. And it was just, it's weird that it can scare you even when you're not surrounded by darkness or you're not wearing headphones or something.
Have you seen the Source mod for that game? They're making like a Source version of it.
Oh, no. I know they're making like a real version of it.
Yeah.
For consoles, hopefully. But yeah, I haven't seen anything.
This Slender for that's me is scary mostly because one, I'm kind of terrified of Slenderman, but I'm getting less terrified of him the more popular he's getting almost. Like not
You're like a hipster to scary.
No, because it's like when something becomes so out in the open, it becomes it's not so strange when it's so
underground.
Culturally in your face. Like, there's so many, like, I don't know. It's not as scary. Like, I'm not as terrified. I don't know. I guess I haven't gone through a few. I say that, but the last time I played Slender, he caught me in that little building, and I said, nope, 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 and escaped and just walked out sweat
Aaron,
for about 3 minutes.
Aaron, what would you do, Aaron? What would you do if they made a Slender movie? Like an actual film.
No, it won't work. It won't work.
No, it could work. I'd flip a table go on a shooting spree.
Okay, no. You know, the closest you'll ever get to it without it fucking up Slenderman is the movie Sinister, I believe.
Sinister?
Sinister, because the enemy, like the main bad thing, I really want to see it because I heard it's pretty damn good, is like the main enemy is like, it's a thing in images, and if you see it the first time, it like knows where you are and you can never unsee it again. And like even in still images, it can look at you and watch you. Like there's a really cool scene where like he's looking at an old photograph and like he sees it in the bush and then it turns and looks at him in the old photograph.
Oh shit. That's like, pretty freaky.
And then he puts the photograph down, and he's in. And then the thing is in the bush, like outside his window.
Oh, because that totally plays on like what you exactly you're afraid of when you, like, look at Slenderman shit.
It plays on what you're afraid of with Slenderman without fucking up Slenderman.
So it's actually Slender Man and it's a movie?
No, it's not. But it shares, I feel like it shares features. It shares traits.
So what's the monster design in that?
Let me pull an image up for you guys.
No, I'm not going to look at the image.
What the
Okay. What makes you think I'm going to look at the image? If it sees me, I'm fucked.
Shut up.
Another thing that does that is Weeping Angels. I found out.
Ah.
Did you know that?
Wait, what? Weeping Angels?
I don't know if that's actually like a nod to Slenderman, because if you see Weeping Angels, like a picture of a Weeping Angel, they'll find you.
Like, that's in the blood right there? It's kind of what it looks like.
Oh, yeah, the ghost. I heard that's fucking terrifying. I heard Sinister is fucking terrifying.
I really want to see it.
I heard it's the scariest movie that's come out in years.
I really want to see it. I'm so excited. Because it looks terrifying. And it's kind of got, like, the cliche Stephen King, like, thing to it, where it's like a writer who moves into like a back of the woods place to try to regain inspiration for his horror novel.
What, kind of like Alan Wake. Suffering.
Well, no, like any Stephen King movie.
And Alan Wake.
Stephen King the game.
Or wait, no.
I think before Kyle departs.
How's already going?
We're just having quick special guest things, and at the end,
really suck.
Just a quick,
just a quickie.
Our fucking guest already wants to leave.
I didn't say that. Jake's kicking me out.
Yeah, I know. Jake's like,
Jake's kicking you out. No, I want to. Fuck you, Jake. I want to hear more about what Kyle thinks is a scary game.
Do we want to have all our special guests?
I don't know. I just want to hear more about what Kyle has to say.
Yeah, I'm interested. Kyle, say more interesting shit for us, please.
Dick fucker.
We were talking about this on my show last week about how
Beyond the Rocks podcast.
There's some like what makes a game scary, and I was
scary
saying
things, obviously
what zombies.
Is it scary things?
Oh yeah, definitely. But like we narrowed it down to just the sense of helplessness.
And
I was trying to ask the guys what games they've played, like what scary games they've played that weren't necessarily shooters or action adventure games.
Brian, can you stop interrupting, please?
Certain games.
No. I think the scary game that makes you feel the most helpless is Amnesia, because you can't fight back.
Yeah.
It's the worst. You can't fight back. The only thing you can do is run away from them.
Oh, fuck. The game that Critical played on his YouTube channel? Ryan saw it? Yeah, that game, fucking forgot.
Wait, what Cry of
Eerie.
Fear?
Eerie.
Yeah.
Oh, Eerie. Eerie looks really cool,
and
too.
It's...
The monster design is so fucking freaky.
The monster is not Eerie. Freaky at all.
I played it! It's freaky.
He looks like a clay doll. He sticks out, and it's totally awkward. And you can't run away from him, or at least I don't know how. I ran like 300 feet, hid inside of a bath stall, and he just comes up to me and hits me.
Well, no, the whole point, you're supposed to juke him like throughout the entire game.
Oh, you have to keep running?
Yeah, that's the point. That's why you have the spray can, because you get lost and you. You're supposed to spray things really fast because you're always on the run. That's the point of it. That's why you have like a Mirror's Edge style running mechanic.
I hate what it looks like when you run. Like, really? That is not what it looks like when I run.
He's
going to like another dimension. It's like carrying the dimensional fucking.
I just enter warp speed.
Yeah.
Warp speed.
No, but I think
one thing that also really makes a scary game is sound design.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's essential.
Like, sound.
Sound is
really
is more than anything else, because you want to be creeped out without having to see the thing. You want to. It's the thing that most plays it up in your mind without actually having to see it and ruin it for you. It lets your imagination scare you instead of, you know, shows you something to scare you.
Definitely, dude. Definitely.
That's something that Dead Space does really well, is the sound design of, like, just the monsters, like, crawling through the vents.
I don't know, like, with Dead Space, the thing that really bugs me, and there's too many of, like, those necromorphs, like, coming out of the vents, you know?
That's true.
And oh, just, like... okay, I remember another moment where I threw my controller.
Here we go.
It was in the first Dead Space.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was one of the first vent scenes.
Oh, really?
And what happened is there's an upgrade station, and this is legit what happened. I was at an upgrade station, and I went and I started upgrading my shit, and once I came out of it, there was, like, a vent behind the upgrade station, and I just saw, like, I was just, like, wondering to myself, like, I aimed in at it. I was like, I wonder if someone's gonna fucking pop out of there and, like, tackle me. And the second I finish my sentence, something fucking pops out of there and tackles me, and I flip the fuck out.
One thing about upgrading before you left.
Because, well, no, the reason was is because it was, like, behind something that you interact with, so I didn't feel like it would be there.
In Dead Space, what I hated the most is, like, you go to the upgrade table, like, all right, cool, then you get out of it, turn around, and there's a necromorph right there. Has that ever happened to you, Austin?
Yeah, okay.
That happened to me.
So, I think another thing we can talk about is, in any game, what do you think is the scariest villain of all time?
Oh, shit.
Like, the scariest villain? Monster.
Enemy or
like
villain?
Enemy. Just... enemy. Like, enemy.
I think Kyle should go first.
Yeah.
Favorite scary enemy.
Banjo!
Shut up, Ryan.
Wow. Trying to think. It's more, well, the one enemies in, I know they were in the first Dead Space, I don't remember if they were in the second one, but the ones that just sprint at you with,
the Twitchers.
Like, Slash. Reckless Abandon.
Those ones are pretty scary.
I don't know if you guys can hear me. We can. Okay, awesome. Yeah, the ones that sprint at you just from way across the room. They weren't the ones that run on all fours. They run on two legs. But there was a part in Dead Space 1 that I remember pretty well where for some reason there's no sound where you are playing. I don't know if it's a 0G level or not, but it was at the point where you couldn't hear him coming until he was pretty much just beating the shit out of you, so I think enemies like that where they sneak up on you and they don't really alert you to their presence until they're beating you with something. So I'll just group those enemies together as a whole.
Yeah, they're called slashers.
They're slashers?
I think I know my scariest enemy. I was thinking of scariest enemies. Honorable mention probably goes to the nurses from Silent Hill.
The nurses.
The twitchy ones?
The nurses.
Not the original Silent Hill or the new one?
I don't care, because I never really played any of the Silent Hills. I just know that the nurses have always freaked me the fuck out. It's that enemy in Dead Space 1 that regenerates.
The regenerator.
Oh, my Jesus.
The one that you can't kill.
Yes, that one made me just freak out. Like,
oh, that regenerate one. I thought you were talking about the one...
the one you have to kill with the cryo freezer.
Oh, fuck. I hate that one.
That's the worst one because, like, once, like, there's locked doors and you gotta do, like, you get through a locked door and then the door locks behind you and you feel okay and then you hear him, like, break through the vent and then you just kind of have that oh shit moment.
You're like, oh.
Yeah, man.
Or when you're going through, like, the cargo area and you have to grab all the cargo blocks to move him out of the way while he's getting closer to you.
So stressful.
My, the one that's actually terrified me the most, as a child to now, still terrifies me so much. Hang on, he posted a picture of it. Yeah, nurse. Look at those titties. She got some big old titties.
Big old beaties.
I think she's sad.
I'd fuck that whore.
She'll give you the way best head.
Just, mostly just the way they move.
Yeah, you can't really.
Her titties move?
I said, and,
the way her titties
move? Like Chun-Li.
No, not the way her titties. Fuck you.
Okay, no, so the enemy that has terrified me the most throughout my life is in Resident Evil 4. And it's kind of like Aaron's. It's the regenerating ones.
Yeah, those ones are.
Any monster thing, like, you just can't kill.
Well, no, you can't kill it, but you have to use you have to get it right. You have to shoot it right, and they're really, aren't they, like, they twitch too. They're, like, they're right. Constantly twitching, and they're going, and they're, like, they come at you, and you have to shoot them in their heart, or else you can't kill them.
Hey, wait, Kyle's got to go, so we'll give him a goodbye.
Okay.
All right, bye, bye, Kyle. Sorry, this has been terribly awkward for you since you can't hear us.
Hope you guys have a good Halloween.
Hope you have a good
one. You too, Kyle.
Eat my candy.
Bye.
Eat my candy.
Oh, candy, your dick.
That was Kyle Fulton. Make sure to watch the On the Rocks podcast.
They don't need any more support. They already are on.
Yeah, don't.
You know, well, we don't want to give too much support to the competition.
Okay, so before we pull on our next special guest, so I want to get back to this. The Regenerators.
Wait, our next special guest.
You'll see.
This. What?
It's a surprise for you.
Cough, cough. Wow, Gentleman Martinez, our artist.
I told you guys.
Are you in bed with more than one people? Fucking group now?
No, I told you guys who it was yesterday.
So now,
I gave you guys the fucking list of people who are going to be on here.
Bitching us?
No, you dumbass, they work for us.
It's going to be the Echo Sound Test Service.
It's the Echo Sound Tester, yeah.
Oh, I know who it is. The Echo Sound Tester.
Yeah, that, like, Australian woman.
Oh, wait, so Leah's going to be here?
No, fucking the Echo Sound Tester sounds Australian to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I tried to get Salida, but she wasn't here. I was trying to get all the members here, but Salida was like...
time zones, so...
Fuck. Yeah. Okay, so as I was saying, the Regenerators from Resident Evil 4 scared me so much as a kid that I couldn't finish the game until later on in life. Because they bothered me. They twitched, and then... Like, if you could shoot their arms off, you could shoot their legs off, they could be a husk with just a head, and they would use their chest to jump up and bite your fucking head off, and it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, thinking...
And it was literally almost impossible, because when I went around the corner, and it's the first... And I bought a new shotgun, and I didn't upgrade it at all, so it was, like, such a huge downgrade from my previous one, and the only way to really kill them is to use the fucking shotgun.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
That's
no,
the best way to blow off their limbs.
No, you don't blow off their limbs.
Yeah.
You get a rifle with a thermal scope, and you shoot them in the heart.
Oh, one my shot, God. One kill. It scared me so much.
I'm just thinking that's what we're going to say. That's the best way to kill them.
You have.
What are we
going to
talk about with our artist? Because that's just coming on next as a guest, right?
What? Yeah, it's our artist.
Well, where the hell are we going to talk about her with? He's like, oh, hey, you're doing art for us. How's that going?
Well, mainly nobody knows that. And then we're there. I have another.
Wait, no! Jake, we can't have her on here.
Does she even play video games?
Yeah. Because she's dumb, Jake!
Shut up!
Because she's a woman!
This numerous times.
Shut up. Okay. The Regenerators are fucking scary.
Okay, Austin, go.
What?
Scariest game enemy.
Your scariest enemy.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
And it doesn't have to be a horror game either. Just pointing that out there. Just something that fills you with the most scare or dread.
When I was like, I don't know how old I was when I played Halo 2 for the first time. In Halo 2, not Halo 1, the Flood used to freak the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like, that first level... when you're playing against the Arbiter in Halo 2, when you find the Heretics and you fight against the Flood, oh my god, like, the way they revealed it was so freaking creepy. Because you could hear them battling, and, like, the music was really awesome, and, like, the cinematic that led up to it was, all like, that stench. I smelt it before. I was like, oh shit, oh shit, I think I know what this is. I think I know what this is. And you can see, the containers were, like, baby Flood or whatever, like, mini parasite forms, and they can, like, there's, like, a see-through, like, floor that you walk on, and you can see, like, the Flood and the Heretics, like, battling with each other. I'm like,
Hang on. Fuck.
My
scariest enemy isn't the Regenerator. I remembered something much worse.
All right, shoot.
When I was very, very young, I had vivid, vivid night terrors about this creature. Like, I woke up screaming because I freaked out.
Is it the zombie from Legend of Zelda? The zombies?
No. You're going to laugh so hard when I tell you what it is.
Let's not laugh to make Jake feel like an idiot.
No, you're going to laugh. It's the Onion Dojo guy from Parappa the Rappa.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Jake, you're fucking stupid.
Whoa! Look at how hard we're laughing!
Man, Jake, you're such a...
Dude, Jake's, like, way manlier than I was when I was a little kid. When I was a little kid, I, like, was scared of fucking Winnie the fucking Pooh.
Look at this guy! Hang on! Look at this guy! He's the guy on the left! He's terrifying!
He's not terrifying.
What?
What? I know some people that for them their scariest game was Metroid Prime. I heard.
Yeah, Metroid Prime was pretty freaky.
No, it was because it was like on a 3D plane, but they had 2D bodies, so they like. It was a weird perspective that scared me, and just his look, and the dream was always the same as I was laying in my bed, and then I'd hear banging outside, and then the door would open, and then this cardboard ass body would wiggle into my room. It scared the shit out of me.
You know who
it scared
is scary?
The shit out of me.
You know who is scary, Jake?
What?
Lemonhead from Adventure Time.
I love Lemonhead.
Creepy.
Thinking Adventure Time is good.
No, but yeah, that is honestly, in my entire life, probably the scariest thing ever because I had night terrors for the longest time.
Like I said before, you're fucking
stupid.
So,
Ryan, scariest enemy.
Yeah. For me, Pyramid Head.
Pyramid Head, yeah. I love how, like, the first thing you see...
The first thing you see is he rapes two... fucking like corpses.
Yeah,
that's just like
I never played Silent Hill.
I never, but I really need to get into it.
I don't like the third person perspective.
I love third person perspective if it works, and like some games
I want to play Condemned really bad.
Like
really.
I could not imagine Dead Space in first person. Like that would ruin it for me. A first person Dead Space game would fucking ruin it for me.
Why?
Because it's a game that's so well designed around third person. Like, the puzzling would be more difficult.
Yeah, it would be a different game, but I just don't like the perspective. And
I love third person horror. I think the thing we watched, Matt and Pat were playing, like, that was a game where I think that would have improved
done
by being
every
in
day.
Perspective.
Oh, the whatever it's
the
called.
Thing that was
switchable.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
fuck,
like if you're gonna be a third person horror game, you have to be pretty close into the shoulder, or you have to be tank style, like Resident Evil, where like your movement is so hard that any sort of movement could screw you over if you're not doing it right, or like you. Like, it's easier to get yourself fucked, so you have to be really careful, and everything is super purposeful.
So how is Resident Evil 6?
Terrible, apparently.
I've been hearing good and bad things about
I've heard
game.
Pretty much bad.
It's, well, for
I heard that
game,
you could get
bad.
An all-right campaign if you play Leon, and that Chris Redfield is the worst.
You need to accept the fact that Resident Evil is no longer a survival horror
genre. Kind of a dead series now.
Not really. It's not dead. It's just changed its genre.
And also, basically, what they tried to do is they tried to put too much stuff in. And so much of the content. They tried to put a 40-hour game. They made it over 40 hours.
Holy shit.
And so, like,
that's awesome.
If they had cut that in half and then worked really hard on making the stuff that's in there as good as possible, then maybe there could have been a better game. But they just spread too much around, too many perspectives, too many rehashed environments.
I want to play as Jake. His name
beast,
Jake.
I don't know. Dude,
the guy who just beats the fuck out of zombies.
Literally the only good campaigns are Leon's the best and Ada Wong's all right. And then the other ones are just not very good at all.
Ew.
But you beat off
I thought there was only three campaigns.
There's four.
He beats off zombies?
There's four?
There's four campaigns.
Huh. In which one?
I know, Chris Redfield's one looks pretty operator.
It's terrible. Well, because the cover system doesn't work, and you barely know how to take cover. Apparently.
Oh, yeah, it's because zombies have guns in Resident Evil.
Well, you're actually usually fighting human enemies there, but you do
oh, really?
Fight zombies, yeah.
Didn't Resident Evil raccoons, they suck, too.
Yeah. Which was so stupid because it had such a cool
concept. It had so much potential.
Like, the concept of, like, fighting in an environment that's filled with zombies, that, like, the more blood you shed, the more zombies will come after you. Like,
sounds awesome.
It sounds so cool, but it fucking didn't work because
fucking Capcom, man. Like, what the fuck is their deal with developing games now?
They didn't develop it. They published it.
It was okay, so, whatever. They've been publishing shitty games.
It was Slant Six. The guy, I think it was Slant Six. No.
All right. While we're on the topic of Capcom, all right, let's put our chips down right now. Do you think Lost Planet 3 is going to be good or not?
Bad.
I don't know.
I'm going bad.
Dependent. Well, I
heard it looks pretty good, but
I'm going.
It's really a toss up.
I really liked Lost Planet 2, so.
You know what game I'm really looking forward to?
What?
Last of Us.
Oh yeah! Yes.
Hey, you know a game I'm looking forward to that we're all buying next week?
Halo 4.
Is it Halo 4?
Halo 4.
Nerd Aaron.
Dude, no, I'm pissed, guys. You know why?
Why?
Couldn't get Assassin's Creed 3 because my mom wouldn't take me. I don't have a driver's license because I'm a faggot.
True.
Okay, so I think before we transition over to our next special guest, we should have another little skit for the in between because it's gonna be a long podcast.
No, it isn't. We're going to cut, like, half of this.
I am going to cut some of it, just boring parts. But, no, I don't think we should have another skit.
Really?
No. Jake, you're just, like, coming across as just trying too hard.
Yeah.
Jake's a tryhard.
It's not natural comedy. It's completely ham-fisted.
Wait, what? We're fisting Jake?
So are we going to get our artist on?
No, I'll get it.
Our community or
no,
our
we actual can't have her on here, Jake.
Yeah, we must shelter her from the world.
She's dumb.
We must shelter her from the world.
Must shelter her from Ryan.
We just added
I'll
her.
Beat her up.
I just added
she's
her.
Dumb.
Hopefully her mic quality's good.
She's not even answering.
It's been like 3 seconds almost calling her.
She didn't answer.
Dude, I'm just
probably getting to a place to set up.
I'm just like
gonna, or she's just dumb.
Okay.
Shut up.
Ryan, do you want me to shove you up a deer's ass?
Yes.
I will. Oh, poop.
Yeah, see, she can join because she's dumb.
So
dude.
I packed up a lot of my computer room. If people do not know, I'm about to move. So
I already moved.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, while we wait for her, why don't we talk about our YouTube videos?
Yeah, sure. Torchlight 2.
Yeah, so basically we're starting a series of a full co-op Torchlight 2
play. You're actually going to finish this series?
Yes, we're going to go, we're going to do it.
Oh,
hey!
So
hey!
What? Mm-mm. Ew!
And so,
Ryan, don't freak out.
A wild hot Asian
I know
piece.
It's a girl, but, you know. Hi.
Hey, Jenny, do you have any headphones?
What?
Do you have any headphones?
Why?
Because we're echoing.
We're trying to ensure the greatest, most quality for our listening audience.
We need our quality needs to be greater than normal.
What are you fucking talking about? Kyle sounded like a tin can.
But
that's because Kyle's a douche.
Yes, trying to pull you away from us.
God, Jake.
He's not trying to pull me away from you.
Yes, he is, Jake.
How come you have like the most retarded ideas
ever? He's trying to pull
ever?
You inside of him.
The retarded ideas? Why are you talking to me?
He does not have retarded ideas. He has a lot of ideas and just, you know. Okay, yeah, he has a lot of retarded ideas. But he just has lot of ideas and some of them happen to be good. That's why we're around. So we can filter out Jake's shit.
All right, Jen, please tell us how retarded Jake is. Please.
Really?
Because he kind of is, you know, like the most retarded human being to ever live.
So, Jake, you haven't even introduced who Jenny is. Way to fuck
I
it
was
up.
Trying to.
And if Ryan could shut the fuck up this time when we have a guest on, that'd be nice.
There goes our special guest, Ryan Compton, our special Ed guest. Because he's fucking retarded.
Introduce her quickly.
Okay. Joining us, our next special guest, our artist that nobody knows about, Jenny Lynn Martinez.
Yay!
Yay.
So, Jenny, we commissioned you to do art for us like a
fuck
couple months
you.
Ago.
Young up.
More like giving you stuff for free.
Giving us
yeah,
stuff
we
for free.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Speaking of art, how's our project coming along?
Yeah, how's our what's the progress?
I've got a lot of sketches, but I'm not really sure if I like them. So I might.
You just take your time. It's all good. It's good. No matter how much time it takes, it'll be worth it in the end for us, even if they're shitty.
I would work on it right now, but right now I am sewing my last minute Halloween costume that I just kind of pulled out of my ass.
No, like there's like really like no need to like actually like treat it like as a job. Like I assume you don't, but we do this podcast pretty much for recreation. So,
well, that's good.
So if you're drawing us, treat it as recreation as well, because we don't want you like overworking yourself or anything. Because we'd feel guilty.
That's right. Feel guilty.
I wouldn't feel guilty.
What?
Well, you're an Asian. You should be working hard.
Do what? Hard. You become doctor.
You should. I mean, you artist. You should be in a sweatshop.
God damn it, Eric.
Wow. It's getting racy.
Yeah, this is like great way to treat our community artist here.
I love Jenny. She's racy. Awesome. And she has awesome art from her freshman year.
No.
Her art is the best.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, need, like, her kinky face like... art.
No. No.
Onii-chan.
No. No.
Onii-chan.
No. I'm not going to do any voice.
Okay, so... one of the segments I wanted to ask was, since this is a Halloween special, quote-unquote, I don't really know where the Halloween's coming in anymore, but...
The entire thing has just been us talking about Halloween shit, so probably, I don't know, that. So, I don't know where the Halloween part's coming in.
Shut up.
We've been talking about scary shit.
Shut up. So, I wanted to ask, what's everybody's, like, in real life... like, scary moment, like, ooh, weird thing they can't explain that happened that's creeped them out.
I know a really good one. It's
supposed to explain if it's supposed to be inexplainable.
Well, something that, like, there's, like, no explanation for that particular thing to happen to you. Not that it's, like, unexplainable. Not that you can, like, tell us about it, but something that, like, you can explain why this happened. Or, like,
that's
at the
really
moment,
hard
at least.
Because, like, I could say something like scary stuff that used to scare me as a kid... but, like, actual legitimately scary things.
I have one.
Yeah, me too.
I have one.
But you have a lot, Jake. A lot. Like, a lot.
Like, every time your dad raped you.
What the...
No, not you, Jake.
Oh, I don't know if I want to talk about it.
What, your dad raped you?
No.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of the
scariest... so sorry.
The scariest thing in my life, I don't want to talk about it because it's really personal.
Is it when you found out you had an innie?
No.
Oh.
What?
I don't know.
Wait, Audis are fucking
Audis are like fucking like mutant shit.
Yeah.
I don't have it. I was gonna say something personal, but I didn't want to say it in front of Jenny's virgin ears.
Oh, that I'm uncircumcised?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Oh?
Alright.
Is
I have one. If I, I'll
Jake, go
I'll
ahead
say
dude,
my...
talk because I can't think of one.
Okay, so it was when I used to live back in Auburn, where my dad used to live, like way out back in the neck of the woods, Auburn. We had a huge like house, like 2-3 acres of land and shit. And I've never been able to find out what the hell happened, but there was a party across the street that the whole like family was at. And me and Cam, of course, being antisocial, just were playing video games at home at the other house. And then I went to go get a glass of water. And as I walked by the bathroom, the door was closed. But then the light... Shut up. But then the light all of a sudden just came on. And I thought Cam, just behind my back, went to use the bathroom, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't really take any, like, notice to it. And then as I walked back to the water, I saw, like... you know if you try to stick your fingers underneath the crack of the door?
Yeah.
I saw someone trying to stick their fingers underneath the crack of the door.
What
and I was like, I bet fuck? It's Cam just trying to scare me or some shit. And then the light turns off. And then I just said, haha, really funny, Cam. And then I walked back into my room, and Cam's still there playing fucking video games.
Was it like so, your dad?
No, nobody was in. Nobody else was in the fucking house.
What the fuck?
Nobody else was in the house.
I'd be glad that I'm not living in that house anymore.
And then we both investigated it, and like we opened the door, and nothing was in there.
Like, that is
fucking nothing was in there.
Creepy. All right, wow. I'm ready. I'll do mine.
Wait, hang on. Hang on. Technical issue. Jenny can't hear anything.
What we get for trying to do a special.
This is what we... Fucking Jake and his terrible ideas.
Fucking Ryan and his eating. Do we want to add Ryan back?
I did. He hung up on us.
Oh, huh. Well, actually, Austin, what was your scariest real life?
No, Austin removed him. That's what happened.
Oh!
Yeah, because I didn't want him fucking shit up.
No, that's what happened. Is Austin?
I thought because he said "fuck you" and then it hung up. I thought Austin had.
No, he said "fuck you" and Austin removed him like immediately.
So Austin, Jenny? Do you have something unexplainably scary?
All right. Yes. Yeah,
wait,
oh,
Jenny,
hey.
Can you hear us?
Yep.
All right. Good.
Okay. Assholes.
Shut all up,
right. Ryan. Need to be mature.
Go fuck yourself.
You need to be a gentleman, right? Or else you can't play the Game Boy.
No, I have to play my Game Boy.
Alright, so. And this is actually kind of creepy because this has happened, like, really recently and it's still happening.
What?
Alright, so there's this house that I drive by practically every time I'm coming home from wherever. And, in the daytime, it's perfectly normal. But at night, like, the people that live there, they're, like, kind of, like, freaky people who always, like, keep the lights on their porch on. Like, you know, like, those people?
Yeah.
I fucking hate those people. There's people across my fucking, like, house that do that and fucking keeps me up at night. But anyway, so that's what they do. And I was driving by there one night, and the silhouette, the light on their patio was on, obviously, and there was a perfect silhouette of a man just looking, like, straight at me, just on that fucking patio. And every single fucking time I go past that house, there's always a silhouette of a dude just, like, looking out. And the daytime, there's literally no one there. But every single time, there's literally a silhouette of a dude that when I go past that house. And it's, like... And it's kind of, like, in the woods, like, kind of off the main road, so you can't really see it that well. But I swear to God, it's a silhouette of a dude. I don't know. It could be, like, a fucking, like, barbecue for all I know. But when I fucking, like, go past that house in the daytime, there's fucking nothing on that fucking patio. Except, like, a fucking chair. Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Do not know how to touch things, mother.
What?
Jenny's arguing with her mom.
Oh, okay.
Why are you cutting your bangs right now? Why?
Great neural insight into Jenny's life.
Yeah, let's listen.
I don't have anything like that. I don't. Nothing I can remember.
Let's listen.
It's really excited.
She muted herself.
So majestic.
Shit.
Jake.
Okay, tell us
call?
The one that. Tell us the one that.
We calling you Ghost or Jenny?
Okay, I have my Jenny call.
So Jake, what did you?
Okay, hang on. Ding 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 ding.
Ding 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 ding.
Jake, what were you gonna say?
Tell us the one that's personal.
Oh no, I'm not gonna say it. Okay, I'll say it off podcast.
It's not really creepy. That's just, like, kind of sad. And along with you.
That's not, like, a creepy paranormal ghost story.
I just said the scariest fucking thing in my life.
God damn it. How come you haven't had any cool, stuff happen to you?
Man, we feel all sad now.
Yeah, I'm just fucking
I don't feel, like, scared about anything. I'm just like,
dude.
Okay.
Now we gotta think happy thoughts.
Go to a happy place.
I think the scariest thing I saw.
My Jenny call worked.
I think the scariest thing I saw was when I was a kid. I think I convinced myself that I had seen a UFO. Because I was obsessed with UFOs, and I thought I had seen a UFO, but I don't think I really did.
I have a funny Halloween story. All right, so you know Logie Bear, right? Logie Bear. So this was when I was like 8 years old, and he was like six. And for some reason, I don't know what he was afraid of, but my uncle, he dressed up as like an alien dude, and he flipped out. He was just like hiding under the table crying. And what my uncle was doing, he was just like walking around the house at night and just like looking in, and he was like standing out in the yard just staring at him, and he was like freaking out and crying and shit.
Stupid Logan.
Yeah, it was funny.
Ha!
And everyone got really pissed at my uncle. Like, fine.
Why? I'd love your uncle.
Would love.
I'm trying to think of anything scary. I don't have. Ryan, you go while I think of something that's on.
Jenny have one.
My UFO one, I guess, is the closest thing, but I don't actually think it was one. I think it was just a shooting star that I thought changed directions.
I've also had some really weird, unexplainable shit happen around Halloween.
I've had some weird stuff in my house. Like, sounds of doors closing and like thunk thunk thunk, like people, like the sound of like boards creaking and like.
That's just those are just house noises.
I know, but like, I've heard weird shit, like just stuff that was so I swear sounded like people, that I would go get a knife and then patrol my house saying hello, is anyone there? I'm gonna fucking stab you if you're a dick.
Okay, I had a moment where I legit heard, like, something. Like, someone say something. But I think it was legit my brain. I thought, like, you know when you think of something, like, someone saying something so hard you can hear it?
Yes.
I feel like it was that moment, but it was really vivid. Like, I was laying in bed, and I had another nightmare. Not a Parappa the Rappa nightmare, but I just had a nightmare. And I kind of got up, and I was, like, breathing heavily. And I was like... it was like the third night of like straight nightmares, and I'm just like, man, I feel like I'm going crazy with all these nightmares. And all of a sudden, I hear something say, "You're not crazy," like in a whisper. And
I remember you telling me that story. Yeah.
Like I was like, man, I feel fucking crazy. It just goes, "You're not crazy." And I'm like, what? It was yeah.
What if you just like woke up in the middle of the night and just heard?
Okay, so Jenny, have you had anything crazy?
Kind of like with Jake, except I was home alone and I sneezed and just.
You sneeze and what?
Wait, hang on. I think she needs to set her auto speaker because I think it's making her quieter. Hey, Jenny.
What?
So go to the connection bars and click that.
I'm lazy.
What?
She's lazy.
You're lazy. You're coming in bad.
You're bad. It says my microphone is working fine.
Yeah, no, turn off the check mark that says automatically adjust microphone settings and just turn the slider up a bit.
Fine. There? Better?
Yeah.
Fine. No, she's just lagging.
Maybe, yeah. Well, it's making her quieter, so that's usually, you know, when we talk. Okay.
Well,
so you sneezed.
And no. I thought I heard someone say bless you, like, right in my ear, and I was all alone in the house. And I ran, sprinted up into my room, closed the door, locked it, and, like, ran and went under my sheets, and I don't know, I was tripping out.
I respect that. That's playing it safe.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah?
What's your story?
Well, one time when I was a kid, I woke up early on Saturday morning to watch Saturday morning cartoons.
Yay.
Back in the old days, and I was sitting there in the dark at like 7-8 o'clock in the morning. Nobody was up but me, and I heard I heard footsteps and something and heard the cabinet shut. I look back and I just see this dark like man shaped figure just move back behind the wall.
What?
I think the scariest thing like that I actually had is actually explainable because it was a hallucination. That's the only thing I have.
Tell us about a hallucination.
So I once had a hallucination brought on by a really terrible flu. Like, the entirety of my school got this flu, pretty much. It was, like half my fourth grade class was, like, gone.
Ryan, I remember that.
Yeah, Ryan was
dead.
That.
Dead at the snap of fingers. Millions.
Just like half of them were like sick.
It was like Contagion.
And I just had this thought, like I had this hallucination that Ryan, my friend Scott Alker, and
Scott Burlingame,
my friend Jonathan Bolin were literally, they were black shadowy figures with red glowing eyes, and wherever they moved, their eyes would like make red streaks that would lag a little bit behind them, and they were holding me down under a blanket trying to choke me, and they were laughing at me, and they were trying to suffocate me under this blanket, and they were just like and they were like holding me under this blanket. And I was, like, screaming at the top of my lungs. I was like, I can't breathe! I can't breathe! And then, like, I burst off the blanket. And what was happening is I really was under the blanket and I couldn't breathe. But literally, I was holding the blanket against my face. But I thought they were demons, like, trying to choke me. But it was really just me choking myself. And I woke up, I'm like, oh fuck, and I was just like covered in sweat and I was cold, and I went up to my mom just like, I don't feel good. And
your mom didn't hear you?
No, they didn't. They were completely asleep. But yeah, that was one of the scare but when I thought that was real, oh dude, I was tripping fucking balls. I've never had a sick hallucination like that. That was the worst hallucination I've ever had.
Cool story, bro.
I haven't experienced, but it's not like paranormal. It's just something that really creeped me out, and I will hate homeless people.
Made you hate homeless people?
You don't?
Who doesn't hate homeless people?
No, like, okay, I went to Comic-Con this year in Seattle, and I was cosplaying, and it was just a hoodie that I painted.
Oh, this guy!
Oh, don't shut up, Jake!
I was there with you!
Shut up!
I remember!
But
do you? Go ahead. Fine. Steal
it. Yeah. Are you gonna steal? Tell the story, Jake.
No, you could say it.
I don't know, but basically, I'm just walking down the street with my hoodie on, and it looks all cool and professional. This homeless guy comes up to me, and he like walks behind me, puts his hand on my head, and he like caresses the back of my head, and he just goes, "I like your hoodie." And for the past, and then the next 4 days, I had to walk past that guy because he would be on that same street on the way to the convention.
Ugh.
Sounds like a nice guy.
Carry a bat with me.
Yep, I remember that.
Shut up, Jake.
You were.
I like her.
You were kind of.
I like this woman. Telling Jake
to
shut up.
We're kind of like in a mini shock from it.
I was in a table shock. He touched me.
Bad touch.
I remember the whole week we were just making old man touching you jokes.
Dina still says it every time. Oh my god, Dina still says it to this day.
What's the shit that used to scare you guys the most as a kid?
Fuck, like little kid? Fucking the onion guy from Parappa the Rat.
Like, other than video games.
Large Marge from Pee Wee Herman's.
Yes! 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 God, Large Marge scared me so fucking much.
In the first grade, we watched this DVD, or no, it was VCR. It was this movie called Monster in the Closet or some bullshit.
What? Is it about gay people?
No. It was about this kid who had this monster.
A gay
monster. And it was like this stupid fucking looking monster. Now I look back, it was like the most retarded looking thing ever. He's like, "Hey, yes, I'm a monster." And he was friendly too, but something about him used to scare the living shit out of me. And was terrified. I had horrible night terrors of that fucking monster. It was the most retarded Down syndrome looking monster ever. And like, know what? It fucking came back to haunt me like years later when I went to go visit at my cousin's house. He had that DVD.
Is the monster like blue with horns?
No, it was like orange with like green polka dots on it.
Hold on, I'm gonna look this up.
No, but I saw the DVD or the VCR casing, and it was in his room, and I had to sleep in the same room the VCR case. I freaked the fuck out. Like,
wait, is it like a big like orange, like, foam? Like, is it like a foam thing with, like, horns on its face?
I think so.
Is this it?
All right, post it, post it.
It kind of looks like a Gamorrean, but fucked upper.
Post it, please. No.
Okay.
No. It's way more retarded than
that. Isn't that Gremlins 2?
I think so.
No, it's way more retarded looking than that. It's just
the stupidest. No, that's the monster in the closet monster.
No, but that's not it. Because, like, in the movie, the little kid, like, becomes friends with it.
Okay.
Wait, isn't it? Is it Little Monsters?
I don't know. It's not what it's called.
Fucking peas in the orange juice?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, your fear of
No, that's what I was talking about. The blue guy with horns, that's Little Monsters. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Like, no, your blue guy, yellow guy with horns, my fucking onion man... Just things that you shouldn't be scared of that are fucking terrifying.
Aliens?
Aliens was what it was for me. Aliens, and I always thought that at night...
Wait, Aliens the movie?
No, Aliens, as in like alien abductions and shit like that. You just...
Oh,
dude, I used to be fucking scared of everything. Like, literally everything.
I used to always be scared because of the movie... like, I loved that movie. Like, it was so good. But for some reason, when I was a kid, it gave me an irrational fear of... dinosaurs attacking me, and it was The Lost Planet when the dinosaur gets loose in San Francisco. Because I slept on a second floor, and I always imagined waking up, so like the T-Rex looking at me through the window, like that scene. And I always thought when I was going to take out the trash, it was always the trash. Like, I can go walk outside at night, I could do anything at night, I could go camping and walk off alone at night, but if I was taking out the garbage, for some reason a Velociraptor was always going to attack me. Don't know why.
Oh,
what but I know, have to run back if I'm taking out the garbage.
Want to know, like, one of the weirdest dreams that I've had that was just, like, that's, like, scared the living Chevy, like, waking up in a cold sweat, scary, was, alright, like, this, was it, it was back when I lived at my old house, and we were just sitting on our lawn, like, me and my family were sitting out on our lawn. It was just like a clear, like, moonless night, just looking up the stars. I was like, man, sure's a nice night. And then, like, all of a sudden lightning comes out of nowhere and a picture of a baby flashes in the sky. It's a baby, and it freaked the fuck out of me.
What?
Like, baby in the moon, like Teletubbies? Like,
no, no, it was just like the entire sky just turned into a picture of a baby.
So this is okay. What, like, one of my worst nightmares as
this
a child...
This podcast is going nowhere.
One of the worst nightmares I ever had as a child was... I was 5 years old, and it was a dream where all of my family members were abducted by aliens, and then they were blended into smoothies right in front of me, and then they were either... And then I had to watch as the aliens drank my ground-up family.
Neato.
Cool.
I had a fear
up for 5 year old.
I had this was 2 years ago. I had a dream that was. I don't know if I explain it to you, it won't sound scary. But what it was induced.
Destry should get on here to tell his dream. His dream freaked me out when he told me to me.
We Destry should. We'll get. We'll
like
get Destry.
Fucking overactive. Goddamn imagination.
I have the I have the most vivid dreams ever. Like, I remember so many dreams.
I had a dream that was it was after my ulcers. I had to take medications for them, and they gave me really bad nightmares.
They
really
also made
bad nightmares.
Squishy noises.
There was one time that I was in California when I was in California with my dad, and I was still on these medications. That it was.
Oh wait,
just
when you went to Disneyland?
Yeah, this dream it was so bad. What happened was the jolt of waking up made me shoot out of my bed, bust out of the door of the like of the hotel we were staying in, and like run halfway down the hallway before I realized where I was.
Really? I've never had anything that bad.
Because it was
been a sleepwalker.
So I guess what happened was I was just on a bus, and everything was going normal, and then all of a sudden I got this like really awkward feeling that I was being watched, and something wasn't right on this bus. And then I turn around, and there's, like, basically an Agent Smith-looking guy just, like, looking at me.
Yeah.
And then his mouth becomes, like, gaping and makes, like, the sound from the thing. Like,
I hate
the,
that shit. I hate that
like,
shit.
His mouth opens, like, gapes. And I flip the fuck out. I hit him. And then all of a sudden, it's, like, glass. And the world fucking destroys in front of me. Like, destroys, like, glass. And then I wake up in a room with a single glass mirror in front of me. That was it. It was black and just a light on a glass mirror. And my brain understood that I would be trapped in this fucking dream. I understood it was a dream, that I'd be trapped in this dream if I couldn't break through this mirror. And I was stuck. Like, literally, it went on for a very long time in my head, just to the point where I was bashing myself against this mirror, like, feeling all the pain you could feel and, like, scraping my face on this glass, like, as my, like, skin and bones were peeling off as I was trying to break through this mirror to wake up. And then I, like, calmed down as, like, gore is falling off of me from trying so hard. And I just kind of said to myself, I was like, this is your dream. All you have to do is say that this is your dream and you can break through it. And, like, I get a running start in my dream. And the second I hit that pane of glass is when I break out of my bed and bust out of the room. Like, because I was still running from my dream. The running in my dream transferred into actual motion in real life.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I think, actually, this is not really horror, but, like, I hate dreams where I'm falling. Because I think it's probably because I have
I've had, like, so many dreams of my mom throwing me off a skyscraper and killing me.
Like...
No, literally, I've had reoccurring nightmares.
I had a lot of nightmares about my family being replaced by aliens.
Do you get, like, antsy when you go to tall buildings with your mom?
Like, that's my Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Invasion of the Body Snatchers has always freaked me out so bad because I've always had a phobia of that. Like, I'm not... I don't have, like, that mental condition where you always think that the people have been replaced. Maybe as a kid I did. Because I don't want to talk about that story. That was a bad time in my life. But I always had these dreams where my family had been replaced by aliens. And, like, I was slowly unraveling the mystery and trying to live with my alien parents. It was
That'd be cool, living with alien weird. Parents. Wait, you wouldn't want alien parents?
No, I wouldn't.
What was that one movie a while back where it was like a body snatcher sort of thing?
I don't what?
This podcast is going nowhere. We need to wrap this shit up.
We need to wrap this up. We've kind of just died.
Yeah, we've lost all momentum.
We got a lot of stuff.
Oh, what the fuck is that then?
That's from Killer 7. I think this should be our thumbnail.
I think that's cool.
I actually really like that game, Killer 7.
That's made by the guy that made Lollipop Chainsaw and stuff like that.
Yeah, Suda 51. It's really fucking weird.
Looks weird. Just like the...
Okay, so yeah, I think we should, yeah, just, I'm going to reiterate that on our, on this dude's plugs.
All right. Let's get the shit in the bag.
If you've enjoyed this special Halloween episode of the Greater Than Normal podcast, make sure to follow us on Podomatic.com as well as like our Facebook, follow our Twitter, and most importantly, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Every Tuesday and Thursdays at 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock Pacific time. What?
Yeah.
What?
Jake is gay.
Yeah, Jake is gay. Yeah. Right, you are.
Okay, so she's not dumb. I lied.
But Ryan's gay too, so don't mind him.
Repeatedly until it becomes a soup like consistency.
See, you know I have a girlfriend, right?
A girlfriend with a penis.
Yeah, crap.
Okay. I'm going to start the fucking plugs over then.
Wait, are we done?
Yeah,
we're wrapping it up. The guy just died, so we're wrapping it up.
We didn't even have our other guest on.
Fuck you, Jake. It's a horrible idea.
I swear to God, if you say Scott.
I was going to say Destry. I thought we were going
to get Scott. We need to get Scott on this podcast.
Do we want to get Destry on? It's like
no,
the little
go.
Ending.
Go.
If you've enjoyed the special Halloween episode of the Greater Normal podcast, be sure to follow our Podomatic, like our Facebook, follow our Twitter, but most importantly, subscribe to the Greater Than Normal YouTube channel. No. There's a Torchlight 2 series that's just started that'll be out every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific time.
Try too hard, Jake. Just try too hard.
biggest game.
That's a perfect end into this podcast.
Well, he is.
Oh my god!
Wait, Austin.
What?
Austin, real talk.
What?
Real talk. Real talk.
Uh huh.
Real talk.
Remember that dildo from earlier?
Uh huh.
Oh my god, that's my cue to go.
Dude, it's right behind you. Dude, Austin. Oh god. Oh god. Austin, no, quiet, quiet. Don't make any sudden movements. I don't think it knows we're here yet. Don't make any sudden movements.
We can't see you.
Yeah. Don't
respond to movement.
Oh god!
No, Jake! The dildo!
It's going up his nose!
His nose, Dick!